Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us, and we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, a couple of big sales coming up over the next few weeks at Superior Video Livestock Auction. The first is the Bighorn Classic that'll be held once again this year from Sheridan, Wyoming. That's where the sale will originate from. It'll be seen, as always, on SuperiorClickToBid.com or on Rural TV on the Dish Network. 18th through the 22nd of August, the dates for this year's Bighorn Classic. Now, another big sale that you want to be paying attention to and pointing toward is Labor Day 35, September 10, 11, and 12 this year. A catalog deadline for the Labor Day sale this year is Monday, August 25th. A video deadline is Tuesday, September 2nd. You want details about either of these sales, you can call Superior Video Livestock at 800-422-2117. The friendly folks there will be glad to help you. 800-422-2117 for Superior Video Livestock. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures. And, well, it's kind of disappointing yesterday for our cattle futures. Ended up lower after a few pretty good days.
That's right, Dave. We had 3 days in a row of good upside in our cattle complex, and yesterday was the start of a fourth day of good upside. Some contracts were experiencing early in the trade triple-digit upside. And the market turned the other direction, and we closed with triple-digit losses across the board in live cattle and feeder cattle. Technical selling and profit-taking seemed to pull the cattle futures to the downside yesterday. Fundamentally and technically, we are slipping to the downside in both those categories in our cattle complex. Yesterday, choice box beef down $2.19. Select boxes were down $2.66. Had a good movement, though, of 164 lows. Cattle kills, 115,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 64 cents. And Friday, we do have our monthly cattle and feed report expecting to show numbers below last year's level, which is no surprise. At the moment, October live cattle are 87 cents lower. October feeder cattle down $2.07. And October lean hogs down 42 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday, the wheat futures ended on the positive side, so did corn, but soybeans always seem to be kind of the opposite. They finished mostly negative yesterday.
Yes, they did. We did see some mixed trade in our wheat yesterday. We saw mostly lower for the corn and the soybeans, but by the close, as Dave said, only the soybeans were on the negative side. Now, the Tuesday, we did not really have a whole lot of fresh news out there in the marketplace to really push our markets one way or the other. It seems as much as anything, everyone's watching what's going on at the Pro Farmer Tour. Yesterday's leg of the tour was in Nebraska, where they saw a corn yield of 163.7 bushels. The August USDA estimate last week was 173. They also toured Indiana and came up with an estimate of 185 bushels, and the August USDA number was 179. Now, this morning, we are seeing some mixed trade take place. December KC wheat is holding 2 cents higher. December corn is down 3, and November soybeans are trading 3 cents lower. December cotton at the moment is up 7 points, and we're looking at the September dollar index 16 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures have turned negative now after being higher early. They're down 12 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we do look forward to visiting with you again here tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up with for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.